Yevamos Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis 7:2. And this Mishnah really states the more general case, the general rules regarding slaves that are brought in by a wife into a marriage. This Mishnah is straightforward. It says Bas Yisrael Shenisas LeKohen. If you have a woman who started out being not a Kohen, her father is a Yisrael, and she gets married to a Kohen, V'chnisa lo avadim, and she brings into the marriage slaves, Ben Avde Milug, Ben Avde Tzon Barzal. It doesn't matter what kind of slaves they are; they're part of the household, and she's not a psula. Therefore, Hare Elu Yochlu B'Truma, all these slaves may eat truma as part of the household, just like the wife, the children, and the animals. They're all part of the household. The converse, and really this is no real chiddush here, just we're saying it for the sake of, you know, completion, the other side of the story. If you have a bas kohen, a woman who started out being a kohenes, her father's a kohen, therefore she could eat truma, and she had slaves. But then, shenisas the Yisrael, she gets married to a non-kohen, so now she's part of the non-Kohen's household, which makes her no longer allowed to eat truma, and therefore, v'chnisalo, when she brings slaves into that relationship, ben avde malug, ben avde tzom barzal, it doesn't matter whether the slaves are malug, that'll be hers, they're going to go back later on, even if they're going to go back later on and she would go back to her father, the Kohen's home, maybe she could eat truma then, doesn't matter. Ben avde tzom barzal, or if they're his to keep, it doesn't him the non-Kohen to keep, it doesn't matter. Hare elu lo yochlu b'truma. While they're married, these slaves and she, the wife, belong to a family that's a non-Kohanic family, and therefore no one can eat truma, not him certainly, not her, because now she's married to him, and not her slaves, or his slaves if they're Tzon Barzal.